This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. New numbers out this morning about the state of the housing market, which is really feeling the impact of those recent Federal Reserve rate hikes. The latest monthly survey from the National Association of Home Builders shows confidence among those home builders is plunging. July saw the largest decline in the nearly four-decade history of the index, with the exception of the early days of the pandemic. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more on what has home builders so worried.
Rising material costs, a supply chain mess, and a labor shortage. Those are the big challenges Birmingham, Alabama home builder Alicia Huey says she was already up against.
We're living every day trying to keep our head above water because it takes so much longer to build a house these days.
Huey, who's also NAHB's first vice chair, says with Fed rate hikes pushing mortgage rates higher,
that has kept a lot of people out of the market.
The NAHB survey shows 13% of builders reported cutting prices to help encourage sales. As the housing market sees signs of softening, some builders are considering putting projects on the rental market. And the U.S. needs more affordable rentals, says Barbara Fields, a vice president at Apt Associates.
We simply, since the last recession, have not gotten up to building at the level we need to be.
About 10% of single-family home building is dedicated towards rentals, says NAHB chief economist Robert Dietz.
Whether that's the builder holding the home and renting it or selling it to an investor, that's about triple the historical market share. And we expect that part of the industry to grow as interest rates remain elevated.
And the inventory of homes for sale is also on the rise, says Bill McBride, who analyzes local housing data for his blog Calculated Risk.
It's really going to impact the housing market. We're going to see areas with price declines.
Likely in markets that have seen some of the steepest price increases during the pandemic. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.